All right, 34 past the hour. Mark Maron here on Sam Cedar's show for the last day. This is the last day I think you're going to hear live shows on Air America for the week. Is that not true? Maybe there's a few live ones. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. It's looking like it might Air America might survive, so there's hope for that.
For real? Is that real?
Yeah, it might. Really? I just want to put a little hope out there.
Oh, just
I'm not
false
lying.
Hope.
No, it's not false hope.
We'll take it.
Let's take these calls. Here we go. We're going to do it. We're going to run down the call board here, and Dean Obadala is going to come in. Dave Cross is here. I think we can talk about the things I said we would talk about in the context of these calls. Claude in Long Island, New York, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell David it's very dangerous to get cooped up in the house and play board games. I did that with some friends about 20 years ago, and we were hell-bent on raising Cain with Monopoly. And there were people who, like myself, felt that it should be a very strict definition of why the game was invented at all, meaning there's a limited number of hotels and there's a limited number of houses. And that means that once the hotels and the houses are purchased, you can't go flip over a house and say that's four houses or flip over a house and say that's a hotel, because that's the whole point. It's a monopoly on the construction process.
But so what happened? And there was
we had literally screaming matches over the rules.
But can you buy a house for cheap and then flip it? After you do
I'm not talking about flipping like that. I'm saying some people like to flip the house on the edge and say, oh, that's a hotel.
I know what I do? The way I play is more based in reality and to reflect what the current situation is. I will bring along another game where I take all the hotels and the houses and the monies from that game and I put it in my pockets and I show people that I have this extra reserve and this is my offshore reserve and it's funded from, you know, international banks.
Oh, the Donald Trump method.
Yeah.
And they can't have access to it. And I'm like, look, if you didn't have the foresight to bring your own extra money and do this, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, guess what? I got an extra 20 grand.
Thanks for your call, Claude. So he's got a plan. Let's keep going. How about, all right, Roberta in Santa Fe, what's up?
Wow, Sam, I just had to call you. My heart and mind are Twitter painting with vulnerability at talking to such an original man, so well balanced for a three-legged creature. And I want to say to Cross there, enlighten up, bucko. I mean, are you a comedian? Where's your sense of humor here? A little heavy there for the levity.
No, I wish someday I aspire to be as funny as you are. Well, that was funny.
Well, you know, you're not afraid of Virginia Woolf, are you? I mean, I can heavy duker it with the political realm as well. But we need to take it all with a sense of humor or we go insane like the son of a bush there.
Okay. Thank you, Roberta.
That was the best call you got all week.
I got to get to Santa Fe.
And Roberta, it's Mark, but that's okay. Sam was just on the phone. I clearly, it's hard to keep all this stuff contained. But there was a moment there. I'm like, I should leave her on for the rest of the show. we should just leave. Here we go. Let's Frederick in Portland. What do you got?
Hi there, guys.
What's
How
up?
Are you?
Good, Hello. Man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I find my way through traffic, and I'm now coming into the lot. What I've been thinking about, Mark, is you had mentioned that you weren't invited to New York for a gathering. Hey, I wanted to say, guys, that we've missed a great opportunity to have a big celebration in Washington, D.C. next month.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, now we've got to get ready to govern.
I think you're absolutely right. At least in as far as Senator Tim Johnson's concerned, I know a lot of people are on the. They don't know what's going to happen, but I say if he can blink, he can vote. So I think you're right. I think we all should get down there and get ready to party and legislate and govern.
Can we get Frist to do just to check on Johnson via the internet? Get a webcam up there and give him a diagnose.
About that before. We were talking about reverse Shivoism. We're waiting for the first conservatives to say, "Unplug him, kill him, get rid of him." All right, here we go. Christy in Memphis. I don't understand. What's up, Christy?
Greetings, howdies, and yo-yo-yos from Memphis.
Right on.
Yuletide booyahs!
What is up?
Yes.
I was listening to David earlier talking about not being particularly fond of his canine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one question.
Uh-oh.
His dog, George Bush, and O.J. are drowning in quicksand.
Okay.
You can only save one. Who do you pull out?
OJ.
OJ?
Yeah. Just for the hell of it, you know, just for entertainment's sake. The dog will only live another 10 years or so. OJ's got a long life, another 3 decades, I would imagine.
And that's a good thing?
Well, I just think as dementia approaches and increases, there's more entertainment value in the 3 decades of OJ popping up every now and then with some kind of ridiculous nonsense. There's more entertainment value. I'm solely going off that. I'm not going off karma or who deserves it.
It's pure, yeah. Who knows? As he begins to lose his mind more, he's probably going to admit to a lot of crimes that we had no idea he did.
Yeah,
Vietnam, the
Bruno
Chicago
Helpman,
fire. Yeah,
you know.
Thanks for your call. She seemed sincerely disappointed. She thought you had you, and they're like, "Of course you're going to save your dog." She's
yeah.
like, OJ, you
trying to trick me.
You baffled her completely. Lisa in Freeholt, New Jersey. Lisa, what's up?
Well, you ask about plans for the
sure,
holidays.
Sure, yeah.
We're having a big winter solstice party tonight.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, it's the darkest day of the year, so
mm-hmm.
we're going to, you know,
today
light
is?
It up.
Today's the darkest day of the year?
I thought it was
yes.
November 7th.
Nope, today. Oh. And we're having like 40 kids and 40 adults, and
you're gonna
we're going to have a good
slay
time.
Slay them.
That's hilarious. Dave just said.
One, but, yeah, and it's non-denominational, so we like that as well.
Well, that's fun. So does everyone bring food, or did you have someone cook it, or what's going on?
No, I'm cooking it right now, actually.
You're cooking for 40 kids and 40 people?
Yeah.
Now,
is this something that you are celebrating? You've just found forgive the word, but an excuse to celebrate something, or you really do believe that there is some power in the winter solstice, or it's just a random day, like might as well be this day?
Well, I don't know. I kind of like the winter solstice. I don't know that I believe in the power of it exactly. I do like to throw a party. And I've had I had a great party on a summer solstice once. So, you know, the solstice is good to me in a party sense. So.
Well, that's fun. So what are you cooking for 40 people or 80 people?
Well, right now I'm making these chicken wings with a lime sort of marinade that's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Meatballs. What else? Vegetable, you know, lots of vegetables, dried fruit, nuts.
Uh-huh.
Pears and prosciutto, just hors d'oeuvre stuff. And actually, people are bringing desserts because I really suck at desserts. So.
Yeah, and you don't want to overextend yourself because you won't have a good time.
Kids love prosciutto.
We're going to have a good time.
Well, thank you for calling. Have a great time. Man, I cooked for Thanksgiving. Do you cook? Oh, God, there's the beans. Oh, now I just had
what?
That memory. Oh, Dave Cross and the beans.
The beans? What are you talking about?
Dude, when you lived in Somerville... And
man,
those packages
that.
Of like beans that you get in those long vertical packages.
The one you got to like clean them yourself and everything.
No. They come. Well, there's usually three or four different kinds in a vertical package.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, so Dave decides he's going to cook some beans for.
Well, this is about economics. It was like, hey, you know, we didn't have much money, and it was like, all right,
right.
Yeah, they'll last for a long time.
Right,
you go to
beans.
The cheap store, six kinds of beans for, you know, $1 for 3 pounds.
I come over to his house, man, and you know, one of those bags is good for like a good week's worth of beans. David put like six bags of beans into this giant pot, and he filled the pot up with water, so there's about an inch of water over this like a foot of beans.
It was a mistake.
And he's boiling it for like hours, and it's this lava. It's this bean lava, and he didn't rinse them or soak them or nothing. And he keeps tasting them. He's like, I guess they're going to be all right. And you guys ate those things until you almost exploded from methane. Isn't
yeah,
that what
it
happened?
Was. It was pretty bad. It was like a practical joke.
That was hilarious. It was like lava he was making. And he's like, I think it's going to be okay.
And I was in complete denial because I would eat it. And everybody stopped eventually where they just were like, one bowl is fine or two, you know, lunch and dinner. Okay, I'm done. I don't want to eat this anymore. But I was in denial, like, no, it's really good, and had it for like 8 meals in a row. And
didn't you hurt yourself?
Tore myself up. Yeah, it was
oh,
awful.
Oh, man. All right, here, this is going to be a challenging one. Daniel in Manhattan, what's up?
I'm a little Hello?
Hey, don't be nervous.
I'm a little nervous because I don't call. Actually, I like the previous caller who talked about celebrating the winter solstice.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of like in the spirit of what I'm talking about right here. Because it's really about how we as human beings are vulnerable, and in the earth is revolving around this sun, and that's all we have. You know, we are human beings, and the whole thing about
I don't know, the PS3 just came out. It's pretty impressive.
The which?
The PlayStation 3.
Yes, go on.
There's that too. I mean, we have the sun, but we also have PlayStation 3.
But I'm talking about something. Oh boy. Okay, you guys want to have fun. You don't want to talk about
No, Daniel, that was Dave. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, I was the challenge or the question that I have is that you were talking about the evangelical Christians, and my take on it is any kind of religious sect that is ultra conservative, and I'm talking about like the really conservative Jews as well. I mean, they believe that the Earth is only 5,700 years old, just like the really really religious Christians believe the same thing, and they don't believe in evolution. And where no matter where you are, in either Jewish or Christian or Islam, or any religion, if it's so extreme, it just doesn't progress.
That's right, and that's why all those people should be put into their own island somewhere.
even if it's not extreme, I think. I think a belief in God itself is ignorant and weak.
Right, but you still identify as a Jewish person?
No, that's sake of conversation, I will. I was brought up in a Jewish household. I was lovingly circumcised. Still have the foreskin.
Show it to us. Oh, we don't have the webcam. He carries it in his wallet. It's weird.
Yeah, it's in a glass vial. But I am at my core an atheist. I don't believe in God. The preponderance of absurdity to the whole thing is overwhelming, and I don't believe in. I think religion is basically a nice nifty little moral code to that people can live by. But outside of that, that's it. I mean, it's all nonsense.
So Merry Christmas and.
And happy Hanukkah.
No, I said happy Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah. Thanks for your call, Daniel. It provoked Dave to define atheism for us, and you've always been that way too.
Yeah,
that like from the very beginning. Like I'm willing to be doubted. I doubted for a long time, and I'm more atheist now than I ever have been. But sometimes I think there's an outside chance that if I really tried, I could move that cup with my mind. there's part of me.
Well, is that atheist?
But I'm just saying that I'm a little mystical at times.
Oh, okay.
But a lot less than I used to be.
I just think it's people wanting that, desperately wanting that peace of mind or an explanation, and there's no reason to believe that there's a God outside of the simplistic kind of, oh yeah, well, where'd that come from?
Which
I can't explain.
I think you're right, but I think sometimes people need to believe because when they are faced, they are confronted with their own fears.
I understand that. I'm not trying to take it away from
anybody. No, I know, but it's weird when I think about myself that I can be a rational person and explain a lot of things rationally and find peace of mind in that.
Right.
But will it help me when I'm petrified with irrational fear? I don't know. So unless you can come up with a really good solution for irrational fear,
I think that Klonopin. How about Klonopin?
Yeah, but that leads to trouble. That leads to Jack Daniels, and there's Coke, and then I'm in a hotel room.
That's the issue you need to...
And I have for the last 7 years. Thank you very much. Speaking of it.
Congratulations.
I need to get to a meeting. We're going to be back with Dean Obadala. You can hang out too, right, Dave? You got nowhere to go.
I have to get a charger for my cell phone.
But that doesn't have to happen now.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by, Dave Cross.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We'll take calls. Dean Obadala will be here.
I'll stay for the next segment. We'll slide you in. We'll ease you into the next hour.
Okay. 866-303-2270 for whatever the hell it
ways.
Is. All right. Yeah.
Mark Maron, replacing one ranting Jew with another all week long on the Sam Cedar Show on Air America Radio.